So the deed is done, the royal head is severed, as I meant when I first begun, and strongly have endeavored. Now Charles the first is tumbled down, the second I not fear. I grasp the scepter, wear the crown, nor for Jehovah care.
Think'st thou, base slave, though in my grave like other men I lie, my sparkling fame and royal name can, as thou wishest, die? No caitiff in my son I live, the black prince called by some, and he shall ample vengeance give to those that did me doom.
Suppressed, depressed, involved in woes, great Charles, thy people be. Basely deceived with specious shows by those that murder thee. We are enslaved to tyrants' hests who have our freedom won. Our fainting hopes now only rest on thy succeeding son.
Base vulgar, know the more you stir, the more your woes increase. Your rashness will your hopes deter, 'tis we must give you peace. Black Charles a traitor is proclaimed unto our dignity. He dies if e'er by us he's gained without a remedy.
Thrice perjured villain didst not thou and thy degenerate train. By mankind's Saviour's body vow to me thy sovereign, to make me the most glorious king that e'er o'er England reigned, that me and mine in everything by you should be maintained.
Sweet prince, so let us pardon crave of thy beloved shade. 'Tis we that brought thee to the grave, thou wert by us betrayed. We did believe 'twas reformation these monsters did desire, not knowing that thy degradation and death should be our hire.
Ye sick-brained fools, whose wit doth lie in your small guts, could you imagine our conspiracy did claim no other due but for to spend our dearest bloods to make rascallions flee? No, we fought for your lives and goods and for a monarchy.
But there's a thunderer above who, though he wink a while, is not with your black deeds in love, he hates your damned guile. And though a time you pierce upon the top of fortune's wheel, you shortly unto Acheron, drunk with your crime, shall reel.
Meantime, thou glory of the earth, we languishing do die. Excise doth give free quarter birth, while soldiers multiply. Our lives we forfeit every day, our money cuts our throats. The laws are taken clean away, or shrunk to traitors' votes.
Like patient mules resolved to bear whate'er we shall impose, your lives and goods you need not fear, will prove your friends, not foes. We the elected ones must guide 1,000 years this land. You must be props unto our pride and slaves to our command.
But you may fail of your fair hopes if fates propitious be, and yield your loathed lives in ropes to vengeance and to me. When as the Swedes and Irish join the Cambrian and the Scot, do with the Danes and French combine, then look unto your lot.
Our wrongs hath armed us with such strength, so sad is our condition, that could we hope that now at length we might find intermission, and have but half we had before, ere these mechanics swayed. To our revenge knee-deep in gore, we would not fear to wade.
In vain, fond people, do you grudge and tacitly repine, for why my skill and strength is such, both poles of heaven are mine. Your hands and purses both cohered to raise us to this height. You must protect those you have reared, or sink beneath their weight.
Singing with angels near the throne of the Almighty Three, I sit and know perdition, base Cromwell waits on thee. And on thy vile associates 12 months shall full conclude. Your power thus speak the powerful fate that invades your interlude.
Yea, powerful fate, haste, haste, the time, the most auspicious day, on which these monsters of our clime to hell must post away. Meantime, so pare their sharpened claws, and so impair their stings, we may no more fight for the cause.